Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Martha.
I'm glad you called. You'll have to include me out tonight, Angel. I'm on my way to Berlin. That's right, Berlin. Seems Army Intelligence needs a troubleshooter in Germany. I know, I don't like it either. That's the sort of assignment that kills me.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the King of Clubs.
I don't know how you feel about advertisements. Personally, I love them. Especially the one that goes, never underestimate the power of a woman. Believe me, Shakespeare never poured more truth into fewer words. Let's go through the pages of history. Eve, Delilah, Cleopatra, Lily Teeson. And if you've never met Lily, this is your chance. She's a luscious-looking female making with the lipstick in her apartment off the Tiergarten in Berlin. And though our armed forces may occupy West Germany, it works both ways. Lily keeps our armed forces occupied.
Who is it?
It's me, Lily. Open up.
Just a moment. Jimmy, darling, what a wonderful surprise. I thought you'd be busy at the office.
I had to see you, Lily. I've been going out of my mind since last night.
You're sweet.
Every time I think of you...
Jimmy, behave yourself. Now, you bad boy, look what you've done to my hair.
Oh, I ran into some character on your landing. Who was he?
How should I know?
Well, he must have been up here. Tall, thin boy, blonde hair.
You don't trust me.
You're darn right. You're not kidding me, Lily. I know all about you.
And I know all about you, Major Dodge. Why didn't you tell me you were married?
Well, what makes you think I am?
I met your wife yesterday under the linden.
No.
Yes. She's a very lovely woman, Jimmy. A little thin, perhaps, but most charming.
Lily, you didn't say anything to her.
Of course not, Liebster. Would I do anything to hurt you? I just know now what I have to do.
What do you mean?
Well, naturally, I can't continue seeing you. It wouldn't be fair.
Lily, I won't give you up.
Then it's very simple. Divorce your wife.
No. I can't do that to Grace.
But you have no objections doing it to me.
Now, Lily, you don't understand. Grace is a wonderful girl.
And I'm a mercenary female without a conscience.
Yes.
Yet you love me.
I'm crazy about you, Lily. I can't give you up.
And you won't give up your wife. You do have a problem, darling. All right, I'll give you till the end of the week to solve it.
All right, Jimmy. What is it?
What's what, Grace?
Well, there's something bothering you. You want to tell me about it?
There's nothing to tell.
If there's any way that I can help...
I tell you it's nothing. Now, for Pete's sake, let me alone.
Of course.
I'm sorry, Grace. I don't know what's come over me.
Oh, you've been working too hard. What you need is... Oh, dear. I'll get it.
That's the second.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Is Herr Major Dodge in?
Yes.
I wonder if I might have a word with him.
Who is it, Grace?
Well, it's someone to see you, Jim. Mr...
Keller. Fritz Keller. You probably don't remember me, Major.
Why, no, I don't.
We met for a few short minutes this afternoon on the landing at 41 Woltenstrasse.
Oh.
Comes back to you now?
Yes, what do you want?
Well, I would prefer to discuss this privately.
Grace, do you mind?
Oh, of course not, Jimmy. I'll run over and talk to Twyla. It's been nice meeting you, Mr. Keller.
The pleasure was all mine.
I'll be back in about 20 minutes, please.
Yes, that'll be fine. Lovely woman, your wife.
All right, Keller, what's on your mind?
Well, you might at least invite me to sit down.
I don't think you'll be staying long.
I trust you will appreciate my position, Major Dodge. We Germans are a poor people. Circumstances often compel us to do things we cannot help. In my case, I have a rare opportunity to go into business with one of my compatriots. Unfortunately, we lack capital.
So
I would be obliged if you would loan me 45,000 marks. That's 10,000 American dollars.
Are you crazy?
It isn't as though I have no security to offer. In exchange, I am prepared to turn over
this.
Where did you get these pictures?
Doesn't Lily photograph beautifully? Personally,
if you think I'm going to let you blackmail me...
Such an ugly word. All I ask was a loan. Of course, there is the chance you will never be repaid.
Why, you...
Dirty dog! Oh, so you...
No!
Come on, get up.
No one... No one has ever struck a killer and not regretted it.
What are you going to do, have your seconds call on me?
I might even call on you myself. Good morning, Major Dodge. I'm sure we shall meet again.
Hello.
Is that you, Lily?
Really, darling?
I've got to see you. Suppose we met at the Kreuzkerning.
Have you told your wife about us?
No. Something's come up, Lily. Do you know a Fritz Keller?
Keller?
No. Keller with a K.
Why do you ask?
He knows about us. He's even got a set of pictures. He wants 45,000 marks for them.
How dreadful.
Yes, he was the same boy I met on your landing the other day.
You think I cooperated with him?
I didn't say that.
But you intimated as much.
Now, wait a minute, Lily.
You practically accused me.
I didn't mean it, I swear.
Well, what are you going to do?
What do you recommend?
Let this Keller do his worst. I'm not ashamed of our love.
No, Lily. I don't want Grace to find out about us this way.
Then you have no choice but to pay him. Where will you raise the money?
Well, I'll manage somehow. You do love me, don't you, Lily?
You silly boy, of course I do.
Well, can I see you tonight? I'll tell Grace.
I don't think you better, Jimmy. I want you to be able to give her Keller your undivided attention. He needs it. Auf Wiedersehen, darling.
And the major is of the O-P-I-N-I.
Yes? I'm looking for Major Dodge.
Oh, he isn't in. I'm Major Dodge's civilian aide. Can I help you?
Yeah, maybe you can at that. I'm Mike Waring.
Mike Waring. Now, wait a second. Haven't I heard that name before?
I don't know. Have you?
Why, sure. You're the private detective they call the Falcon.
Not so loud. I'm trying to live it down.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been recalled to temporary duty with Army Intelligence.
Well, sit down.
Thanks.
I'm Alan Bruce. You just get into Berlin?
No, I've been here for a week doing groundwork.
You don't think that we've got a couple of spies on the payroll?
Well, you might be from the looks of your accounts. The Pentagon cables me you're $10,000 short.
What? Oh, they're crazy.
No, it's been double-checked, Bruce. Someone around here has sticky fingers. How long have you known Major Dodge?
Don't tell me you think that Jimmy...
Yeah, he's a possibility.
Oh, well, you're out of your mind. You might just as well suspect me.
I do.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. Jimmy's as honest as they come.
Oh, I'm sure. You know where I can reach him?
Why, no. He and Grace just moved.
What's his phone number?
I don't think they've got a phone. That's right. He told me he was having trouble getting it transferred.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he gets in, ask him to call me. Huh? I'm staying at the Hindenburg.
I'll do that.
I'm seeing you, Bruce.
You bet. Operator, get me Grenadier 1341. Oh, come on.
Hello?
Is that you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Bruce here. Can you talk?
Why, what's up?
I don't know, but you better get down to the office pronto. Washington sent an investigator named Mike Waring to see you.
Mike Waring? I thought he was in Rome.
Not anymore. He claims we're $10,000 short.
What?
Yes, he's been sent here to find the guilty critter.
Well, Bruce, you don't think I...
Oh, of course not. What do you take me for, anyway?
Well, is Waring there now?
No, he left a minute ago. He wants you to get in touch with him at the Hindenburg. You better do it real fast.
What's my hurry?
Now, listen,
relax, Jimmy, Bruce. I'll get to Waring in due time. Thanks for the tip, anyway.
Taxi.
It's Philip Peter, Frau Dodge, is it not?
I beg your pardon?
Do you not remember me?
No, I'm afraid not.
Fritz Keller. I was to see your husband a week ago.
Oh, of course. How are you?
Wunderbar. I wonder would you care to join me in a glass of wine?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm late for an appointment now.
I think this might be to your advantage, Grace.
Grace?
Forgive the informality, but I do hope we can be friends. Perhaps you will accept this portfolio.
Yeah?
As a token of my esteem.
What is it?
Various snapshots of Berlin. For example, here is one of our zoo.
Oh. Isn't that Timmy in the foreground?
Well, I believe it is. And I'm sure you must know the woman.
Yes.
I just happened to notice she's in all these pictures. Your husband's sister, perhaps.
Yes.
Very lovely. And she looks at him so adoringly. Obviously, they are very fond of each other.
Obviously.
Well, I hope you will keep these as a little souvenir of your stay in Berlin.
You're very kind. Now, if you'll forgive me, Herr Keller, I'll run along. I have work to do.
It's come.
Here, Major Dodge.
That's right.
I trust you will forgive this intrusion. My name is Adolf Beimler.
Adolf Beimler?
Yes, I'm sure it means nothing to you, but we do have a mutual friend.
Oh, who?
Would you care to venture a guess?
Look, Beimler, I happen to be busy, so if you don't mind...
The typical American spirit, nicht wahr? You must make every moment count. But then, who can blame you? We are on Earth for such a short time.
You're quite a philosopher.
Yes, in my work, one must be.
All right, what are you getting at?
Perhaps this will clear up matters.
And I'll put away that gun.
Well, you showed an interest in my profession.
Why are you doing this?
For money. I know I should be ashamed of myself, but when one is poor...
Well, if it's money you want...
Get away from that desk.
Well, I just want to show you.
I said get away. That's the trouble with you Americans. You are so used to giving orders, you never learn to take them. This will teach you.
Can you stop in time? Ask yourself that question the next time you drive your car. If the car in front of you should jam on his brakes to avoid a stray dog, if a child should dash across an intersection, if a tire should blow out, could you stop in time to save a life? Slippery roads, fogged windshields, poor visibility. All of these factors mean that you must be more alert in following simple safety rules. At all times, remember, accidents don't always happen to the other fellow. And now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, I guess it only proves that a little 38 can make some men a big shot. And 3 hours after Adolf Beimler pumped those slugs into Major James Dodge, I did a tour of the West Berlin Police Headquarters. Her General Inspector Schiller, who was in charge, was quite proud of their facilities. The cells were complete in every detail. This one even came equipped with a brunette.
Frau Dodge?
Yes?
You have a visitor.
Hello, Mrs. Dodge.
Who are you?
Mike Waring.
You will call me when you are through?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Herr Inspector General. Cigarette?
Oh, yes, please. Did the embassy send you?
No, I'm here on my own. I'm working for Army Intelligence. I wonder if you'd mind answering a few questions.
If it's about my husband's murder...
Yes, it is.
I can only tell you what I told the others. I don't know anything about it.
They think you killed him.
That's ridiculous.
You know an Adolf Beimler?
No.
He's the boy who pulled the trigger.
Does he claim I hired him for the occasion?
Well, so far, they haven't been able to ask him. He escaped to the Russian zone, and the comrades show a strange reluctance to turn him over.
Well, when they do, you'll find that I didn't hire him. Where's my motive?
Well, you know your husband was playing around with some Fräulein.
That is a lie.
Then how do you explain those snapshots of Jimmy and the blonde Venus they found in your purse?
They didn't mean a thing. She was an old friend of the family.
What's her name?
Gretchen. Gretchen Schumann.
Where can I find her?
You can't. She moved to East Germany a couple of months ago.
Now, look, Mrs. Dodge, I'd like to help you, but I've got to know the truth. Now, who is this girl?
I told you her name is Gretchen Schumann.
That's what you told me.
You don't believe me?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
And so am I. Because I'm going to find her. And if you won't help me... Maybe I know the party who will.
Hey, Schiller, I want out. I wish
wish I could give you lead wearing, but honestly, I don't see how I can.
You never know unless you try, Bruce. You think Mrs. Dodge killed her husband?
No. Why should she?
He was cheating.
I don't believe it.
Why not? You were covering for him.
Who says so?
I do. When I saw you at the office, you told me the major had moved and he didn't have a phone in his new place. You were lying.
Now, look.
Well, weren't you?
Yes. I called him right after you left.
Why?
He was my friend.
Even though he had his hand in Uncle Sam's pockets?
You'll never get me to believe that.
And do you believe he was involved with some female?
Yes.
How did you find out?
I ran into them together a couple of months ago.
Is this the girl?
Yes, that's Lily, all right.
Lily?
Lily Tyson.
How did Dodge meet her?
Oh, what difference does it make?
Well, maybe I'd like to make her acquaintance the same way.
There's a little nightclub on Krumstrasse. It's called the Kreuzkönig.
Oh, that's the King of Clubs?
Yes, she works there.
Doing what?
I don't know exactly.
Good, then I'll have a chance to find out for myself.
That ought to be fun.
Must be Lindsay Harbin.
Yeah, Smirnoff Martini, real dry. 5 parts vodka, 1 vermouth.
Yeah.
Make it 2, Paul. Hmm? Unless the gentleman objects.
Well, if I do, I'm no gentleman. Go ahead, Paul.
Good man, yeah.
I suppose I should introduce myself. My name is Lily Tyson.
Glad to know you, Lily. I'm Mike Waring.
You probably think I'm very forward.
Well, wouldn't have it any other way. I hate retiring women.
You intend to stay long in Berlin?
Well, up to a minute ago, I was ready to leave, but now I'm beginning to like it.
Oh, you are very gallant.
Yeah, your drink, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
It was most unwise.
Hmm?
Displaying all that money. It may give people ideas.
Well, if it gives you any, I'm all for it.
You think your wife would approve?
My wife?
Well, I noticed that wedding ring.
Oh.
Where is she?
Oh, she's back in New York. She wouldn't leave the kid.
Oh, you have children?
6.
But you are kind of young to have so many.
Well, I got an early start.
Tell me about her.
Elsie's the greatest little girl in the world. Real wonderful mother. Imagine, you got 8 servants in the house and she won't leave the kids.
You have 8 in health?
Well, I mean on the permanent staff. Of course, when we throw a shindig, we bring in a dozen more.
You must be very wealthy.
You leave it to Waring. I do all right.
Oh, but it is so noisy here. Why don't we go over to my place?
What?
I have a little flat near the Tiergarten. I think you might like it.
Well, would we be alone?
Surely you are not afraid.
Oh, no. I was just thinking of the little woman. She might not understand.
Don't you have a saying, what you do not know can never hurt you?
Hey, that's right.
Then your Elsie can never be hurt. Shall we go? Well, here we are.
Yep, here we are.
Wait till I turn on the lights.
Hey, this is all right.
You like it?
Like it? I think this is the softest touch since lanolin plus. I just hope Elsie would understand.
I'm sure she would. Sit down.
What about you?
I'm just going to slip into something a little more comfortable.
Wait a minute.
Don't worry, Leif. I won't be long. Hello? Hanover 4322. Yeah.
I say, Lily.
I'll be right with you, Michael. Help yourself to a drink.
Hello?
Fritz?
Yeah.
Lily.
Oh, you know, this is not very bright, Lily.
There are extenuating circumstances. I just discovered Jimmy Dodge's successor.
What?
Met another American.
What is his name?
Mike Waring.
Is he rich?
Naturally. He also has a wife and 6 children.
He sounds most interesting.
That's why I thought you should make his acquaintance. Oh, and bring along your camera, Fritz. I think Mr. Waring will prove a most photogenic subject.
No, go away. There's nobody home. Oh, yeah. Hold it. I'll be right there.
Where the devil is my road? All right, I'm coming.
Yeah?
Michael Waring?
That's right.
My card, sir.
Fritz Keller?
At your service.
Well, what can I do for you?
I prefer to discuss that inside, may I?
Why not? You sit down.
Thank you.
Well, what's on your mind, Fritz?
I am a photographer by trade, Herr Waring.
Oh, so?
So I thought perhaps you might like a set of pictures as a souvenir of your visit to Germany.
No, I don't think I'll need them. I've seen the concentration camps and gas chambers at Buchenwald and Dachau. I remember that for quite a while.
You must understand, we Germans knew nothing of what was going on.
Oh, sure. All you people thought they were rest homes for the aged.
I refuse to be involved in a political discussion. I have more important business. Perhaps you would care to see a portfolio of my work.
Yeah, sure. Love to.
Ah.
That's nice.
You recognize the lady?
Yeah, it's Lily Thiessen. She looks wonderful. But I don't think you did me justice.
But it is undoubtedly you.
Oh, yeah, it's me, all right.
I'm willing to sell them for 45,000 marks.
Yeah. Well, do I get a discount if I buy in gross lots?
If you think I'm joking...
No, I think you're quite serious.
You would not care to have your wife receive a set with my compliments.
My wife?
I believe her name is Elsie.
Oh, Elsie. Say, Fritz, as a photographer, maybe you'd like to see a picture. I think there was one in this magazine here. Yeah, she does a lot of modeling. Yeah, here we are. Now, what do you think of Elsie?
But this is a cow!
That's no way to speak of the woman I love.
But you told Lily...
Well, she didn't take me serious.
You tricked us!
I guess I should be ashamed of myself.
No! I would not advise you to try that again.
You never should have said that, Fritz. I'm the kind of a kid who can't resist it. No! You pulled the same stunt on Major Dodge,
didn't
you? And I say you did.
No!
Now, don't bother getting up, Fritz. Just stay right there till I get dressed. I'll call you as soon as I'm ready.
I must admit that you build a very substantial case against the man, Herr Waring.
But you don't believe he was responsible for Major Dodge's murder?
Frankly, no.
Thank you, Herr Inspector Gernreich.
Shut up. You practically admitted to me.
I did nothing of the kind.
Why, you dirty...
Herr Waring, please.
Well, I'm sorry, Schiller. But what does it take to convince you people anyway?
What it requires in your country. Evidence.
Well, you know he and Lily Thiessen were working this blackmail racket on Major Dodge.
Can you prove it?
Yes, through his wife. You gave her a duplicate set of those pictures.
Aha! Then she knew that her husband was untrue.
Yes, she knew, all right. But she didn't have him killed. Fritz here did.
Why should I?
Well, maybe he wouldn't pay off.
But he did. If you gentlemen will examine my bank book, you will find a deposit entry of 45,000 marks on the 7th of July.
But if Dodge paid you...
Then there was no reason for me to have him killed.
And why did you give those pictures to his wife?
I thought she might be interested. Apparently she was. If I can be of any further service to her during her trial, please feel free to call on me. Guten Tag, mein Herr.
You and your children can expect to live long, thanks largely to better medicine and surgery. But you could expect to live even longer were it not for the danger of automobile accidents. In the 15 to 25 age group alone, traffic accidents wiped out 300,000 years of life last year. If driver education could be taught in all of our high schools instead of only a third of them, it might someday help to save the life of your own son or daughter. In your own automobile, remember to drive as though your life depends on it. It does. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, now I know how Hitler must have felt when they dropped a blockbuster on the Reich's Chancellery. He must have been real upset. And after Fritz Keller bowed himself out of Schiller's office, the Herr Inspector General and I looked at each other. I don't know what he saw, but I was disappointed. Then I thought of Grace Dodge. That didn't cheer me up either.
Mr. Waring?
Hello, Mrs. Dodge.
You don't look too happy.
He isn't.
My fault?
Yeah. I had a nomination for the party responsible for your husband's murder, but the convention turned me down.
Who was it?
Fritz Keller.
Afraid I don't know the gentleman.
Well, he knows you. He gave you that set of pictures of Jimmy and Lily Thiessen.
Is that what he claims?
That's what he claims.
He's lying.
We can't prove it, Frau Dodge.
Go right ahead.
Now, look, Angel, if you think by denying everything you can escape the rope, you're wrong. Fritz was blackmailing your husband.
If he was, I had no knowledge of it.
I hate to contradict a lady, but you did. On the 5th of July, you were called by Meyer Albrecht and Company.
Who are they?
A brokerage firm here. They deal in American securities. Frau Dodge and her husband jointly held several shares of stock. To sell them, both their signatures were required.
Well?
Albrecht thought your signature was forged. He called you to verify it.
And I told him it was genuine.
Then, obviously, you knew your husband was being blackmailed.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Schiller. I think I see it now.
It was apparent to me long ago.
No, I tell you, you're making a mistake. With a little luck, I can prove it. Keep your fingers crossed, Angel. We're going to need all the help we can get.
I don't get it, Waring, but if you feel I can help Grace, I'll do everything I can.
Well, that's what it's going to take, Bruce, everything. I want you to help me bait a trap.
A trap?
Yeah. You believe Grace had her husband killed?
Of course not.
Well, that makes two of us. What do you think was the killer's motive?
Money?
That's what I think, too.
The $10,000 that Fritz Keller got?
No, the $10,000 was lifted from the office.
But you said Keller wound up with that.
No, it wasn't the same money. Jimmy raised his by selling some personal stocks that he and his wife owned.
I don't get it.
Well, you see, there were two sums of $10,000 involved. The one Dodge paid off to Keller, and the one you lifted from the office.
What?
Yes, you had Dodge killed to cover the theft.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Of course. Why do you think I invited you to drive me down to police headquarters? Now, just keep going, Bruce. You're on the right road. You took the wrong one when you turned to murder. Now you're doing fine.
Bitte, Kellner. Eine Flasche Wein und mach schnell.
Jawohl, Inspector General.
Well, you like it here, Herr Waring?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem the same without Lily. I sure would like to have another couple of pictures taken with her.
Oh.
Well, just to show my friends in America. They have no idea what goes on here.
You are leaving for the United States shortly, huh?
Tomorrow morning. And that's too far off. I'd leave tonight if there was a plane out.
As you can see here, Waring, there's a cablegram for you. It was forwarded from your hotel.
Oh, no. You open it, Schiller.
What? You are not curious?
I know what it says. You're going to leave me stuck here in Europe forever.
No. You are wrong.
What?
You are to leave the continent immediately.
I don't believe it. Let's see that.
See? They are sending you to North Africa.
Oh, no. Good night, Herr Inspector General.
The Case of the Broken Key. The Case of the Broken Key. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon. When Mike Waring learns that although love may laugh at locksmiths, murder is no joke. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake. Produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert. Written by Eugene Wang and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Lily Valente as Lily. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking. Thank you.